That was Blossom Dearie at the Saturday Light Brigade, and put on a happy face. And thanks for being with us here. It's 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. Our Youth Expression Showcase this morning is a little different because of the number of folks that are here. You heard from some designers just a few moments ago, and I'm thrilled that we now have some writers here with us. And the writers are all part of the Pennsylvania Young Writers Institute, which is a project of the University of Pittsburgh, the Western PA Young Writers Institute. And it's really terrific for us to be able to acknowledge the fine work that they've done. And I think we'll go in order from oldest to youngest, just as we sort of paint the picture of who is here. And one of those students is Daigan Kelly, who is in eighth grade at Kappa, Pittsburgh Public Schools. Hi, Daigan.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Did you participate in the Citizens Bank Martin Luther King writing contest?
I did, actually. It's a required thing at Kappa.
And it's, happened to see, I'm familiar with that contest, and I happened to see some Kappa kids on television last night. You're not one of those kids, are you?
I wasn't.
Okay, but I saw two students from Kappa filmed, I don't know if you've seen those or not, but there were a couple, I can't remember their names. But there's such a great writing program there. Are you part of that program?
Yeah, I'm a writing major.
And what community are you from?
I'm from Squirrel Hill.
Some folks don't know much about how Kappa works, and as an older student here, you know, it could be that Rachel and Zaire, who we'll meet in a minute, might be interested in the kind of program Kappa offers. Could you explain that?
Kappa's a 6 through 12 writing program that focuses on, like, every genre, and all the teachers are really great, and it's just really, really fun because you kind of just, like, bond with everyone in your major.
Yeah, it gives you a chance for good fellowship with other students and to learn from each other. Did you know when you were a little girl that writing was something that you would enjoy and have as much of a passion for as you do now?
I always liked writing. I never found writing essays so boring, but the thing that really got me into it was I was a huge, huge reader. I think I read Wicked in the fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think the more you do read, the more it's easier to write, I think.
Yeah.
And it becomes almost like muscle memory as you try to churn out phrases. What kinds of things do you like to write now?
My best thing is poetry, ironically enough. But I really do love writing stories. And we wrote plays last year, and I found that really fun. And it's just really great.
Now, how has the Western Pennsylvania Writers Institute helped you? What's that experience been like?
It's really fun because it gives me a lot of practice, and it teaches me other things, and it just allows me to practice my skills more and more.
And as part of that, are you working with kids of other ages or mostly with people at your own grade level?
At Young Writers, we work with kids with the elementary program, with Rachel and everyone, and we also split off into groups and work with just the 6th through 8th, and that's really fun, too.
Cool. So you guys knew each other before today.
Yeah.
You would have met. I think that's really great because, I mean, writing, like music and some other things, is a very common discipline. There's no need to establish these boundaries. You can all write poetry. You can all write fiction. So it's great. Do you want to say hi to anybody at all, Daigan?
I posted on Facebook last night to listen to me. So I guess hi to any friends and family that are listening.
Hey, you Facebook people. I hope you're listening. And maybe you'll be listening back to our replay at Neighborhood Voices, too. And any acknowledgments or thanks to anybody?
I guess thanks to all my teachers, I guess, because I couldn't have done this without them.
Well, thanks. And we'll have you read in just a moment, Daigan.
Okay.
But before that, let's say hi to Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And how old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 11, and I go to Boyce Middle School.
And can you tell me a little bit about how you came to like writing so much?
Well, I've like Daigan, I love to read, and I've been reading lots of different kinds of books, and I love reading. So,
Daigan mentioned Wicked, which somehow seems like a seminal book that maybe got you more into it. Is there a book that you remember that really captivated you growing up?
Well, last year in fourth grade, I read a book called Cordelia and the Audacious Escapades of the Somerset Sisters, which had lots of big words in it, which made me think. So I loved that book.
It has lots of big words in it, to be sure. I'm thinking Cordelia and the Audaciously...
Audacious Escapades of the Somerset Sisters.
Wow. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My mom, who is supposed to be in Virginia right now, she's driving there to visit my cousin. So, hi, Mom.
Well, excellent. And you are at Boyce Middle School,
yes.
Right? And what school district are you in?
Upper St. Clair.
And you're in fifth grade. And tell me a little bit about your experience with the Young Writers Institute.
Well, I just started it. It's my first time, and it's really fun. You get to write all different kinds of poetry and stories, and it's really fun.
How often do you go, and where do you go?
Well, we go downtown, and we go every Saturday for 3 hours.
So that's a nice, first of all, it's a huge commitment you're all making, but it sounds like it's a reasonable commitment, right, to
yeah.
go down, and it's got to be fun to go downtown. Daigan. I mean, it's nothing new, right? You're
yeah.
used to being downtown to go to school every day,
yeah.
but still, on a Saturday, it's got to be a lot of fun. Rachel, have you thought about what you might want to do when you get older?
Well, one of my passions is acting. I love acting. And I've done a few different musicals, and I think I might want to audition for Kappa in a few years in the acting major.
Well, that's terrific. What companies have you acted with?
Well, I just moved here from Marietta, Georgia, over the summer, so I haven't found a new acting place yet, but in Marietta, I went to a place called BAPA, which is the British Academy of Performing Arts.
Well, that's terrific. Now, how do you like Upper St. Clair? And it's really hard when you move somewhere, new friends to make, a new environment to get used to. How do you like it so far?
I love it here. It's a great community, lots of nice people.
Oh, I'm really happy to hear that. Anything else you want to say?
No.
Well, let's turn to Zaire Smith, who is at Frick Environmental Charter School, Imagine Schools, and we've been out to your school a number of times. It's a great school. Have you been there for many years?
Well, only 2 years.
And how do you like it?
It's a nice school. I made a lot of friends there. When I got to the school, I really didn't have any friends, though. But now I do.
That's good. It takes a while to make new friends in a new school. What community do you live in?
The Hill District.
Terrific. We do a lot of work at UPREP. We used to do a lot of work at Miller. What school did you go to before?
Miller.
Okay. Yeah, at Miller, we might have been in the building the same time you were in the building at Miller. Before I forget, do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Yes. I like to say hi to my mom, my aunt, and my grandma, and my cousin.
And tell me a little bit about you and writing. How did it come to pass that you became part of the Western Pennsylvania Young Writers Program?
Well, my mom, she signed me up. She signed me up for it, and I liked it when I went there. And when I got to there, I'm already in school. I was already in, well, my teacher was already talking about poetry, and I already knew like half of it. So when I got there, I knew what to do.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
And writing is so universal. That's one of the great things about it is there's lots of room for individual style and voice, but you know, there's some standards or constraints, you know, or meters in poetry that are common. So you get to coalesce on the same things. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
A chef.
Excellent. How come?
Well, I usually help my grandma cook all the time, and I watch cooking shows. And I would like to have an Italian restaurant because on cooking shows I watch everyday Italian. So that's why I want to have an Italian restaurant.
Oh, that's great. You know, one of Pittsburgh's landmark Italian restaurants, a place called Dell's, which is in Bloomfield, is on Restaurant Makeover. I don't know if you know that show, but they make over the restaurant to try to make it better. And I don't think it's been aired yet, but a lot of people are wondering what that's going to be like. You could write the greatest menu in the world, too, because that seems to be half of the battle. So we'll have each of you read a little bit. Dagan, I didn't get a chance to ask you a little bit about life after high school. I don't know if you've thought about that yet. We're not. Let me turn your mic on.
I'm definitely going to college.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what you might want to study?
I definitely want to be a writer, but I'm also interested in some science stuff, so I might go and learn about that too.
Yeah, there's so many choices you can make, including once you've made them. So what did you bring that you'd like to share?
I wrote a poem, and it's entitled Green. Green by Dagan Kelly. You would expect grass, flowers, leaves, treetops, and summer air to be green. But could you see the sky as green? In preparation for the air to swirl and rotate, the sky has become an acrid, sickly green. Nature's call to take to our basements is to change the ceiling of our world from picturesque blue to a Grinch-esque green. It's pretty anyway.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
How frustrating, well, not frustrating, but was it hard to revise that and redraft it? Or was it fairly just flowing as it came out of you?
It flew the first time, writing is all revision.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering about. Every now and then you hit it where it just comes right out.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a very fluid piece of work.
Thank you.
Well done. Anything else you'd like to say that you may have missed? Or?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, well, thanks. Let's turn to Rachel now. Rachel, what did you bring along to share?
I wrote an ode to Vaseline.
An ode to Vaseline? My goodness. Let me check. Are we allowed to have product references on the radio? Vaseline's become a... like Kleenex or just Xerox. Okay, we can do it. We're all right. I was just joking. So this is an ode to Vaseline. I can't wait to hear this. This is Rachel Dougal.
Oh, the wondrous thing, Vaseline. Your smell is sweet as sugar. When I have an itch on my arm, you help me heal me. You feel like a warm cream-colored blanket, soft and soothing. If you were edible, you'd taste like vanilla ice cream on a hot summer day, melted. You sit on my bathroom shelf. Days, weeks, months pass by. It's finally winter, and it's back to work with the same old chapped and dry skin. I shift my eyes toward you. It looks like you're smiling. I smile back.
That's really great. I have a question. You all read work to each other, right? Do you share it in the workshop?
Yeah.
And do you get comments?
Yeah, we're all pretty comfortable sharing and getting feedback from each other.
That's what I was going to ask. That takes a lot of courage. Now, do you think would you be as comfortable doing that in your classes back at school as you are with the Writers Institute?
In my writing class, yeah. Because we all know that we're all writers and we all need the same feedback and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be really hard to share that at first. Now, Vaseline, I guess, is a big word, so I could see, because you mentioned that big word book before, Rachel. But what made you pick Vaseline, or what inspired you to write that?
Well, we had to write an ode in class last week, and I was thinking of, they said it could be funny, it didn't have to be serious.
Uh-huh.
So I thought about different things, and my friend was sharing her ideas with me. She said, like, nail polish. That made me think of, like, soap and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. then I thought of Vaseline because my lips were chapped, so my mom told me to put Vaseline on my lips. So I thought about it, and I decided to write about Vaseline.
I like it because it has actually a lot of different moods. It is whimsical, but it's also a little serious. I mean, yes. It talks about comfort and healing, and the ice cream metaphor is really good, too.
Thank you.
It's a great piece of work. Did you have a lot of revisions in completing it?
No, not really.
Yeah, I'm looking. You're writing from, it looks like, your journal. It looks like it came out pretty well. Is there anything you might have liked to say that you missed, or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd like to thank our teachers, Megan and Stacy, for the classes, and I'd like to thank my teacher in school, Mrs. Chili.
Excellent. And Stacy is Stacy Biggs, I think, if my memory's right. I'm not sure I have met, I know Matt Lusky, and Megan, I'm not sure I've met her before, but I'm glad you mentioned her as well. I'm sure she's really having a really impactful time with you. So now we're going to turn to Zaire Smith. And what do you have to share?
A Black History poem.
Excellent. And I think this is going to come from memory.
Yeah.
I was going to point that out. And we're all set whenever you're ready.
Okay. Martin, Rosa, and Thurgood too fought for equal rights for us to come true. They were all different names, but we're all the same. We came through equal rights, but there's no one to blame.
Excellent. What inspired you to write that?
Well, in school we were talking about equal rights and about Martin Luther King, and I told my teacher, Mr. Burke, that there's more than other black Americans that we know, but there's, yeah, well, the regular people we already know is Martin and Rosa, and I think that's great, but there's more than just them.
That's I agree with you, and while they're great people, there's so many other people even today that should be admired. Did you have particular people in mind?
Well, I wrote about Thurgood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw it off of a song, so I just made it into a poem about Black history, and I think it would be a respectful thing to do because it's February and it's Black History Month.
Well, that's a great sentiment to share. One thing too, I always think about Martin Luther King, and everybody likes to just talk about one paragraph, roughly, or maybe two paragraphs of one speech. And we have a day here, we do it on his birthday, called King for a Day, where kids and adults read from his speeches, and we always pull out about half a dozen or so, because he had a lot more to write and deliver than I Had a Dream, and a lot of very eloquent words beyond that. And it makes me think of each of you, because you've represented yourself with an ode and a couple poems, one more free verse and one more lyrical. And there's so much more each of you have within you too, so I hope you'll consider coming back to share more writing. Zaire, have you talked with your family about what you might like to be when you get older at all? You talked about a chef, right?
Yeah.
And have you thought about where you might go to school for that, or
culinary school?
Excellent. I can just see that. Great, great careers. We'll have star of stage, you as an actress, Rachel, maybe, you know. That sounds great. Does anybody want to say anything else that I may have missed along the way? Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations, and give my best to Matt, Megan, and Stacy.
Okay.
From the Young Writers Institute, Digan, Kelly, Rachel, Dugan, and Zaire Smith. It's 14 before 11 o'clock at the Saturday Light Brigade.